Hey, babe. Remember when we said we were gonna, try something new and a bit more, exciting? A couple friends of mine gave me a couple ideas. I may have let them in on the knowledge that we were gonna be trying something new and, out of our bounds for each of us. So we got to talking, and they threw out an idea, and you mentioned a couple weeks ago that you were interested in doing something a little bit more adventurous. You already mentioned that you had a bit of a thing for exhibition, and so do I. And at the same time of that, you're in a bit of a unique position because of my size. When you date an orc girlfriend, naturally they're going to be bigger than you, unless you're also an orc or something equally big. But you're a human, so not quite. So the idea came to me that, I think it's less fun if I explain it to you here, but instead just show you. So, before I get started, babe, do you want to give me a safe word? Because you're going to be in the more compromising position, and I want you to know that you can feel safe if you need to stop at any time, okay? Any idea? The usual? So, mercy then. Okay, I can do that. If you need me to stop at any point, just say mercy, okay? Nice, simple, easy, and it gets the point across. I always do like it. It's very hard to forget, too. So, without further ado, I'm gonna go ahead and sit down here. Yes, all 10 feet of me. And I want you to do me a favor and sit right here on my lap. Good boy. Now for the fun. I may have gone online and shopped around a little bit and picked up there. God, I'm so nervous. I'm talking over myself. I may have picked up some cuffs and a gag and a blindfold. But I think you'll like it. So, first things first, go ahead and raise your arms right above your head. Good boy. Just gonna go ahead and lock these in place and drape them right over my neck. Yes, your arms are gonna be placed around like a necklace. It's cute. I like having you around me. And up next, I'm going to go ahead and start stripping you a little bit. Oh, don't worry, I'm not gonna ruin it. Just gonna unbutton your shirt like that. And slide your pants off like that. Yes, that cute little underwear you wear too. Nice and naked. Oh, I do love how you look. Beautiful. A little pale, but just carved in all the right ways and chiseled in all the perfect spots. But enough of that. We've got work to do. I'm gonna go ahead and stand up. Oh, yeah. Dangling right off my neck like that. You like it? I think you look cute as a little necklace, but we're not quite done yet. I'm gonna go ahead and take off my pants now and shirt. Oh, yeah. My bra and panties as well. I I do love how you always get so excited whenever you see my fat orcish girl cock. But I need to stay focused. I can't get too excited and distracted right now. We wanted to try something new. And just simply fucking you isn't quite good enough, I think. So, what's this? Oh, it's just a little belt that wraps around my stomach, and it's got two nice little D-rings on each side. Well, a little bit behind my back, actually, but close enough to the side. What are they for? Well, let me show you. As I clamp on a little cuff to your right leg, and now to your left leg. I think you can figure this one out, but I still like to show you as much as I can. And now I just go ahead and attach it to the D-rings along the belt. Like so. Yes. So, my friends told me about this little thing, and it's got the dumbest name ever, but it's called fanny packing. I know, right? Silly. Anywho, the idea of it is that the dominant individual, preferably the one with a cock of some sort, is simply doing what they normally do about their day, going, walking around, so on and so forth, while the submissive individual is strapped, arms tied right behind the dominant person's neck, and legs around their waist. So now, once I put you right into the proper position, you'll be stuck riding my cock for as long as I want, as I do whatever I need to do. You're nothing more than a delicious, beautiful little cock sleeve for me. How does that make you feel? You don't need to say a word. That pretty little cock of yours is twitching more than enough to tell me. Don't worry. I'll go slow. Just gonna go ahead and spread your cheeks nice and wide. And glide you right down. Oh, that pretty little ass of yours feels so good. Oh, and the way you worm and wiggle is so perfect. Oh, I can just stand here and rock back and forth ever so slightly. Oh, it's my cock sliding in and out of you. And hearing those dirty little whimpers and moans of yours. Oh, it feels so good. But there's a few more things I need to finish up with you. We're not quite done yet. Oh, it's so hard to stay focused with you. Oh, that pretty little ass of yours just bucking against my hips. Oh. And I love seeing your cock twitch back and forth. First and foremost, yes, a blindfold. Oh, well, it's fun to see what's happening all around you. Where we're going, I think just the thought of it all is way more enticing. Oh. Just seeing you in the mirror, cute, all tied up and blindfolded. Oh, it's so hot. But there's one final piece that we're missing. Good guess. But not quite. A ball gag, actually. Something nice and cute little muzzle to wrap around that adorable little mouth of yours. Oh, don't want you saying anything embarrassing, do I? Open wide. Good boy. So remember, I can still understand you if you try to squeal out the safe word. It's always there if you need me to stop. But, while we're like this, I'm gonna go ahead and head up the stairs. Fuck. Oh, just walking feels so good. You ever so slightly bouncing up and down on my cock. We're heading over to the garage. I'm gonna slip on some shoes and we're gonna go for a nice walk outside. Oh, you didn't think I'd leave us just excluded to the house, did you? No. While it might be dark outside, there's still plenty of people who might be watching. But thankfully we're at the hour where most people who are not, let's say, appropriate to see this kind of thing should be asleep by now. Oh, but that's the fun of it. What if we do get caught? You wanted to be a little bit of an exhibitionist, didn't you? What's that? I can't understand everything you say with that gag in your mouth. Oh, but it's cute. Oh, those little whines and moans. Oh, they turn me on. Oh. Oh. Oh God, you feel so fucking good. Oh, just like that, buck your hips ever so slightly. Oh, the way you swing back and forth. Oh. Oh. Oh, I can see a bit of pre-cum dripping out of that nice little cock of yours. Oh, God. Oh, no, baby. We're taking a whole long trip around the entire block before I'm taking you back home. Oh, get comfy and get used to being used like a simple little cock sleeve. 'Cause I could see us doing this over and over for a long time to come.